Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by No Halftime. Use promo code BBALL100 to get up to a $100 deposit bonus to use in the app. You can find the No Halftime app on the Apple Store and Amazon.com. This episode is also sponsored by Draft, a daily fantasy app where your chances of winning are almost three times better than on FanDuel or DraftKings. On Draft, it's draft day every day. You can do a simple snake draft for one day whenever you want. Drafts take just minutes to complete. Download Draft now. Be sure to enter the promo code DFBPOD, DFBPOD, when you download to get a 100% deposit bonus. And with that, we are off. Welcome to the show. This is the show for Wednesday, December 7th. A beautiful, glorious Wednesday. We're 10 fantastic games. We're coming off a Tuesday night where it was a disgusting, sickening, horrifying six-game slate with all of the worst teams in action, with all messy rotations, with all messy value plays, you know, many lineups with where I had over $1,000 left over. And the night was basically boiled down to, did you play John Wall or did you not? And did you play Ersan Ilyasova? If you played both those guys, you won. And if you didn't, you struggled. If you played only one of them, you still had a chance to cash. You couldn't take home big money unless you played both John Wall and Ersan Ilyasova. Now, John Wall had 70 FanDuel points. On paper, it was a good day to fade him because playing way down in pace against a muck-it-up Orlando team that's really been struggling this year and playing at just a horrific level of basketball and style of play and pace. So, you know, I see the reason why you'd want to play Wall, but I thought – like, I faded him. I faded him almost everywhere. I think I faded him in 90% of my lineups. So I obviously did not have a great night. But since it was a horrible slate, and on small slates that are really ugly like that, I always play about, half my normal amount. It wasn't too bad. But John, on paper, you know, not the best matchup in the world. Granted, there weren't a lot of elite point guards I play on play either. Then, and I wanted to make sure I got Dragic in my lineup. That was the guy running all my numbers. I thought he was going to basically match Wall's value. And Dragic did great. He ended up having, I think, over 40 FanDuel points. He played really well. But John Wall decided he was going to have a career high of 52 actual points and 70 FanDuel points. I mean, like, if you were watching that game, I think Orlando had over 120 points. Also, Elfrid Payton went nuts for 50 FanDuel points out of the freaking blue. I mean, that bum doesn't even start. He's been playing awful this year. It was a crazy game. There was no defense, whatever. It was a D-League scrimmage from a summer league game. It was really bizarre. But if you played John Wall, you did great. So congrats to you. And if you played John Wall and teamed up with Ersan Ilyasova, who put up a 50-burner, 50 FanDuel points for that busted-up Philly team, congrats. I mean, Ersan's been playing pretty well. I think this is one aspect where if you played fantasy and DFS for a while now, you've probably been burned by Ersan so many times where you were like, you know what, I don't want to touch him because he's probably going to kill me. If you're new to the scene, maybe you didn't have that history of him and he was easier to play. But he's been playing really well. His entire career, he's always been a fantasy point-per-minute monster. So as long as he's getting big minutes, which he is right now for Philly, even though it was on a back-to-back, he played big minutes and put up a monster line for them on Tuesday. So congrats to you guys who played Wall and Ersan. Also, Tobias Harris did really well. While we're talking about dream lovers, also mentioned Tobias Harris. He also played well. Quick shout out to the Chambers winners from Tuesday night. We had two Chambers. So the first one, that was kind of the one with kind of all the big guns. And the top three scores there were just massive. Jeremier won back-to-back Chambers. He's now won three Chambers on the year. He's going to jump into the power rankings for sure when I update those on Friday. He put up a 366 FanDuel points, just a massive score. Mills Siv, MILLSIV, took second with 362 points. And Erd Spider, which is Daniel Erde, who's the number one player in the power rankings right now, put up a 356 score. All three of those guys obviously had the Wall and Ersan pairing. So congrats to them. We had two Chambers. I opened the second Chambers. This one didn't have as many as the elite players, but still had a lot of good. The competition was still fierce in there. A lot of really, really good talent in that tournament as well. Dallin Luck won his second Chambers of the year, put up a score of 336. Still a really, really good score on Tuesday night. So before we get into the slate for Wednesday, which is delicious, quick note about our sponsor, Draft, our new sponsor. I know I mentioned this on the show yesterday, and a lot of you guys came through and downloaded the app Draft. Just go to the you know, wherever, iTunes or wherever you download apps, and type in Draft. Guys, it takes like 2 minutes to do this. And then basically it's like doing a snake draft, like in your season long leagues. And what I want you to do is I want you to download the app and I want you to challenge me. You can find me on there. I'm the judge. You have to actually spell out, or the word the is actually in there too. So it's the judge. I know a lot of you guys did this and we had a lot of fun with it on Tuesday. It was actually really cool. I was drafting with you guys all day long. So I want us to, hopefully if you didn't do it yesterday, if you really could do this for me on Wednesday, I'd really appreciate it. It means a lot. Like I mentioned on the show yesterday, look, the better we do with the sponsor, first of all, I think it's a really good product. Like I really do. It's a lot of fun. But the better we do with them, probably the more shows, you know, we're going to be able to do this year. So if you like hearing me ramble, you like kind of, these podcasts and me giving you the plays, and hopefully I'm helping you out and hopefully making you laugh a little bit too. It's good to support the show, support the sponsor. Just download the app Draft, challenge the judge. And if you want, you can even do it for free. We don't have to play for money. I mean, I think out of the ones that I did with you guys on Tuesday, I think half were for free and then half were for a little bit of money. It was like $1 tournaments or $1 head-to-head matchups. It's just really fun. You'll see the draft itself takes like a minute or two. It's really cool. So please do that for me. I'd really appreciate it. All right, enough of me begging and whining. But don't make me come hunt you down. The judge will find you. Especially if you're playing Chambers, you need to download the app and challenge the judge. Don't make me send the bailiff to come bite your leg. The bailiff, by the way, is my dog, Ed Harris. Hopefully you guys have seen him on Twitter. I post a fit picture every day when the lineups lock. All right. 10 games to cover, a lot to do. Let's get down to business. So we finally have a game where Golden State is not favored by a bazillion points. Actually, they are not favored. They're still favored, but they're playing at the Clippers. They're only favored by 4 points. Two of the top teams in the NBA. Golden State's been beating everyone by 50, 60, so it's been very hard to kind of play those guys and figure out which one's going to go off. We saw Klay go off for 60 actual points in 29 minutes, their last game out. This, finally, we have a game that should stay close and that we can feel pretty confident playing a lot of the Warriors and a lot of the Clippers. The Clippers are another team this year, been tough to kind of gauge. They started the year blowing everyone out. Then they went a little funk, a little tailspin. So that's going to be a fun game. Wow, all kinds of fantasy goodness there. But there's a lot of that game is obviously going to not only draw the attention of people who want to watch basketball, but also for fantasy. People are going to stack that game and go crazy with that game. There's a lot of other players on a 10-game slate. There's a lot of other value out there, a lot of other stuff to attack. So don't become too infatuated with that game. Denver at Brooklyn, two teams that do not know what defense means. This is going to be like a summer league game. This is going to be fantastic for fantasy. Well, everyone else is going to be on Golden State, the Clippers. Man, I'm going to grab so many guys from this Denver-Brooklyn game. 221 over under. Lakers at Houston, 220 over under. Houston is favored by 12.5. That's the only game of the night that appears that Vegas thinks is going to be a blowout. Indiana-Phoenix, 218.5 over under. Portland-Milwaukee, 217. Cleveland at the Knicks, 217. So you have, what is that? That's six games that are over 215 over unders that we can attack and feel excellent about. The other four games aren't nearly as juicy. You got a couple clinkers or clunkers or dustbusters, whatever you want to call them. Sacramento at Dallas. Man, just that's just disgusting. Boston at Orlando. So Orlando, you know, we saw Orlando put up 100 or 120 points on Tuesday. But against Boston, that's a really low over under 197. The Kings Dallas was 194. And then Miami at Atlanta. Everyone in the world is banged up for Miami, so that game is 199 over under. And Atlanta is just an absolute, just a mess pool of mush right now. It's very hard to trust those guys. So on a 10-game slate, for the most part, you know, maybe a little bit if you want, especially if you're playing a lot of lineups, you can have some guys in those games. But you know, we don't need to touch a ton of those guys. And then that's a good example of the difference between slates, right? On a Tuesday, we had to play those Miami bums. We had to play a Magruder, a Wayne Ellington. You know, we had to play the guys from Philly like Stauskas or the Memphis guys like Tony Allen, You know, the Troy, the, all the 14 different Daniels that are in play, Troy and, you know, all of them. So on Wednesday, though, with 10 games, we don't. You still can, but you really don't have to. So I mentioned this a couple of shows ago. One thing that I like to do, and I'll share with you again, I like to play teams that are playing up in pace. One reason why I actually had made the decision to fade John Wall, they were playing way down in pace versus Orlando. So it's not always going to work. I mean, granted, I mean, it's DFS. Crazy stuff happens. That's why we love it, and that's why we break remotes. And oh, someone on Twitter asked me if I really do break remotes. I used to. But now what I did, I bought like a cover that I put my remotes in. It's almost like it's weird. I need to take a photo and show it to you guys on Twitter. It's like it's some type of plastic cover. So when I throw it, a lot of times like the cover protects it so it doesn't break. But yeah, in the past, I think it was my first year playing DFS, and I was in the hunt to win the slam, and I had Monte Ellis, and I was in fourth place, and I was 1 or 2 points behind, and he missed a free throw. And I broke it. I threw my remote. I smashed. And I threw it. Not only did I throw my remote, I threw it at my TV. And at the time, I cracked my TV and my remote. And after then, I had to go to therapy. Now that was actually awesome. That's one of my fondest memories of DFS, quite honestly. And one reason why I still hate Monte Ellis to this day. All right. So, like I was saying, I like to attack pace, teams that are playing up in pace. So I will be attacking some Indiana guys. They're playing Phoenix. I attack everyone against Phoenix because they play. They're the tops in the league in pace right now. So Indiana, which got blown out by Golden State two nights ago, has a really juicy matchup here. A lot of people are not going to play Indiana guys because Paul George is back now. No one knows what to do. There's some intriguing tournament plays for Indiana right now. I don't think in cash, you know, I might not play any of those guys, but in tournaments, especially Paul George, a really juicy matchup. And Phoenix struggles to defend the small forward position. Denver, I mentioned that Denver-Brooklyn game. You know, I mentioned every show. Brooklyn is just a walking disaster at every position. They're first or second or third. They could give up the first, second, or third most fantasy points almost every position in the league. So you can attack them everywhere. So that I'm going to be using so many. I love the Denver guys for Wednesday. The Clippers, obviously Golden State is top five in the league in pace. So the Clippers, who are usually can be a tough team to play, really, besides, I mean, CP3 and Blake. But even those guys, they're fine probably for cash, but most nights it's tough to play them in tournaments. They are going to be elite tournament plays on Wednesday. And Miami actually is playing up in pace against Atlanta, but whatever. It doesn't really help me. That doesn't really concern me too much. And a surprising thing, Houston is playing up in pace a little bit against the Lakers. So maybe some Houston guys. And the Lakers, who I thought were sneaky good defensively, I was taking a look at their defensive versus position. And I mean, while I'm talking about it, I might as well go back to what I was looking up. They basically stink now in guarding every position. They give up the third most points to shooting guards, the fifth most to small forwards, the third most or the fourth most to power forwards, and like the sixth most to centers. So, you know, the Lakers are not sneaky good defensively anymore. So maybe the honeymoon period with Luke Walton appears to be coming to an end. So Houston guys, even though that game could get out of hand, could be interesting. Like, I mean, especially James Harden, who we'll talk about. All right, let's dig a little deeper into each position. Point guard. I don't get this one, man. I stared at my computer when I thought maybe I'm drunk because I had a couple of shots of whiskey after I didn't have any John Wall, and I scoured through all my lineups because I was like, I'm sure I played Ersan Ilyasova, right? And I had him in like 15% of my lineups. I went Saric a lot instead. But for Wednesday, Damian Lillard is the top priced point guard. His price went up. It was like 9.3K or 9.5K. Now it's 9.8. And I don't know why it went up because there's no justification for it. He did have a nice game against Chicago where he put up 53 Fando points. But before that, I mean, he's been 33, 56, 36, 49, 63, 36, 32, 33. So he's not been super consistent in terms of FanDuel points this year. I mean, on a 10-game slate, look, we're going to need our top studs to hit like six times value. Do I think Dame Lillard is going to give me 60 FanDuel points against the Bucks? I don't see it. That game, what's the over-under for that game? I mean, the over-under is fine with 217.5. Let me see how the Bucks are ranked against point guards. So the Bucks defend the point guard position. This is the one reason why Dellavedova still gets minutes. He kills us if we ever try to play him in cash games. But the Bucks give up the sixth fewest points to point guards. I don't like this matchup for Lillard, especially on this slate where I can go other guys. I'm no way in hell would I touch him for cash, and I don't want to use a whole lot of tournament exposure either. I mean, I guess if you play tons of lineups, you can throw him in a few. I mean, you never know. He's going to be super low owned. So whatever, you can use him if you want, but I like other guys much better on this slate. Steph Curry and CP3 are the next two guys. They're both 9.1K, same price. I will have a lot of lineups, especially in tournaments where I play Curry and Paul together. There's enough value. You can easily do it. I mean, you can easily spend up at point guard and then spend down at, you know, you have a value play, one value play at shooting guard, one at small forward, one at power forward. The value is definitely going to be there to do it. Both of these guys are elite plays. If, you know, right now, my initial thinking is Chris Paul, he would be the safer of the two. So I like him more for cash games. And then Curry would be the guy that I'd probably go to a little bit more for tournaments. But quite honestly, both of these guys are elite plays for tournaments. And if there's one day that Curry could be cash game viable, it probably would be on Wednesday. Because if this game stays close, he's going to log, you know, 35 minutes or so. Now, I mean, the one issue with Curry still is, I mean, look, they have four guys there. We all know it, right? They have Curry, they have Clay, they have Durant, they have Draymond. So the usage is not what it was, you know, last year. It's still the highest. It's the highest out of those four Golden State guys, but it's still tough to know which day, you know, who's going to go off for Golden State. Whereas for the Clippers, you know, it's got to be CP3. It's got to be Blake. So CP3 for cash games right now. I don't think I'm going to use Curry in cash games, but you probably can do it. But for tournaments, hell yeah. Both those guys, though, should be relatively high owned. Next up, Kemba Walker. He's 8.2K. Not a good matchup on the surface versus Detroit in a slow-paced game. The one position for Detroit that you can attack is point guard. Granted, that was when Ish Smith was starting. Now that Reggie Jackson is back and jacking up shots and ruining KCP's value, which really pissed me off on Wednesday, or on Tuesday, I should say. But Kemba's still a fine play. He's safe. I don't know if the upside is going to be enough. I don't know if he's going to be able to get you 50 FanDuel points on Wednesday, which is basically you're going to need – when you're paying up on Wednesday, you really need 6-6. I know we always say 5x value, and that's kind of what you need. And for cash, you can still use that. But when I've really been diving deeper into the stats this year, when you look at the tournaments, the guys really got to hit like 6x value, especially your main studs. So Kemba's fine. I just don't know if he can give me that 50 FanDuel point night in a slow-paced game against the Pistons. Bledsoe. I should check the news on Isaiah Thomas. He's a game-time decision with a groin injury. So I'm not going to mention him. Eric Bledsoe, 8.1K. I mean, I don't know if you played him on Tuesday versus Utah. I didn't touch him. He put up a dud, 23 FanDuel points. Phoenix actually came back. They were getting blown out, and they actually made a mad run to get back in the game. But I'm pretty sure they did it with Bledsoe on the bench. I wasn't watching the second half of that game because I thought it was over. So I went to wash up and get ready for the show. So I need to rewatch the second half to see what happened with minutes. But he only got 25 minutes. I think it was just, you know, the bench made a comeback, and I'm pretty sure the coach just stuck with guys like Brandon Knight, who played pretty well. So Bledsoe coming off a horrible game on a back-to-back versus Indiana. Not an ideal matchup here. Phoenix playing way down in pace. Not way down, but they're playing a little bit down in pace. But he'll be crazy low on tournaments only. You could throw him in a couple lineups. I don't love that play, though. Kyrie Irving, 7.3K at the Knicks. Knicks are going to be on a second half of back-to-back. Kyrie's price went down, I think, about $100. Look, we all know what Kyrie is at this point, right? I mean, he's going to give you 30 to 40 FanDuel points every night. He's super safe. If you don't want to have to worry about cash games, just throw him in a cash game lineup and move on for one of your spots. It's fine. You know, I just worry about the upside. Can he get me 45, 50? I think he can. But you know, his issue is somewhat similar to the Golden State guys, right? They have LeBron and Love. Cleveland only has three of them, whereas Golden State has four guys that they got to appease. But Kyrie just doesn't. I mean, LeBron handles the ball so much, and Kyrie's just not getting enough peripheral stats, and he's so scoring dependent. So you know, I say it every show, but it lowers that ceiling. So it makes them a little bit tougher to play. I'm trying to think real quickly. The Knicks. The Knicks are sneaky good defending point guard. I don't know how this is possible, but of course, you know, it says they're 10th in the league, or they give up the 10th fewest points to opposing point guards. That's surprising. I mean, I think that has to do with pace more than anything, because I don't mind attacking Derrick Rose. Next up, Reggie Jackson. He's still 7K, and he's still only playing 24 minutes. So, hell no. Even though his usage rate already in the two games he's been back has been 34.4%. It's the highest out of any point guard on the slate, except for Isaiah Thomas, who's like 35%, who might not even play. But look, once Reggie Jackson starts getting minutes, he will absolutely be in play. But I don't even know. Actually, he might be rested on the second half of a back-to-back. So check the news there. If he's out, Ish Smith becomes playable. You know, I don't know if he'll be an elite play against Charlotte. But Reggie Jackson, 7K, no way. I'm not even sure he's going to play it, because I think Stan Van said he's unsure if he wants to play Reggie in a back-to-back. Jeff Teague, 7K. I'm going to use him a little bit in tournaments. I really like this Indiana-Phoenix game. Now, Teague's usage rate is down with Paul George. So Teague's price is going to come down. He's going to be about a 6 to 6.4K player in about a week or two. So if you want to wait until his price goes down to play him, totally fine with that. But since I love this matchup so much, I will probably throw him in a couple tournaments as darts. I mean, Indiana's playing way up in pace. Goran Dragic, 7K versus at Atlanta. So Miami's coming on the second half of back-to-back. Miami is just so banged up. Dragic, I mean, they're so reliant on him right now. His usage rate is, for him, it's beautiful, 29%, and it's probably higher in the games that since Winslow and, you know, and the rest of their starting guys have been out. So check the injury news. He was playing. I think Richardson's going to be out again. I think Winslow's going to be out again. I think James Johnson's out. Babbitt's out. I mean, they have just a mess. I mean, they have Dragic, Whiteside, and just a bunch of D-League players, quite honestly. You know, Wayne Ellington, Magruder. So Dragic is still, I think he's fine. I think if you want to roll him out in cash games on a 10-game slate, you probably can do a little bit better. But I think it's quite honestly, it's fine with how many minutes he's locked in. I mean, cash game, the most important thing for cash games is minutes. You want someone who's locked into minutes. The worst thing that can happen is what happened to me on Tuesday when you're playing Sergio, Fernandez, Rodriguez, and this buster who, I mean, all day long I was nervous, you know, is Coach Brown going to limit his minutes and play TJ frickin' McConnell extra minutes because Rodriguez is old and slow and non-athletic, and so it worried me, and sure enough, Sergio's minutes, you know, we're down. I don't remember what he ended up with, but I know he played like 10 or 11 in the first half, and he was not productive. He gave me 10 FanDuel points. So minutes for cash games. You know, sometimes on small slates, you got to take that risk. So, I mean, I was fine with it on Tuesday, but for Wednesday, hell no. I need someone who's locked into heavy minutes. Right now, if you look at Dragic's game logs, 40, 35, 37, 34, 38. So that's what you want for cash games. And the production's been there too. He's given you 43, 40, 39, 32, 56. So that's beautiful production. Atlanta is a team that you can attack at the point guard position. They defend other positions really well. I mean, they give up the third most points to opposing point guards because Dennis Schroeder plays no defense. It's one reason why he gets benched sometimes. But like Dwight Howard, power forward and center, they defend really well. So you can attack them at point guard. I like Dragic. Check with Derrick Rose. I think he's dealing with a back issue. He went out on Tuesday. And, you know, he played on Tuesday. He played 25 minutes, but he went out with the back soreness, stiffness, spasms, whatever. Dennis Schroeder, 6.2K versus Miami. I don't love this game for Atlanta. Atlanta's playing down in pace. They've been all over the place. He's been the one Hawk that has been playable. I guess Millsap in his first game back did well too. Against Westbrook, who plays no defense, he did put up 38 FanDuel points. So if you want to play a little bit of Westbrook, a little bit of Schroeder, you can do it on Wednesday. I just would prefer to go other routes. So I don't love this play for him against Dragic, who's actually a sneaky good defender, and this should be a pretty slow tempo game. So I don't love Dennis. Deron Williams at 5.9K. He just remember, just keep him on your radar for small slates. He should be in play on a 10-game slate. I don't know if I want to play him just because of the upside. I don't think he's there any longer. But look, he got 37 minutes last game, 15 points, 13 assists, 34 points. He's still good when he's rested, and he's put up 34 FanDuel points the last couple games. I actually played him two games ago, and he won me a little bit of money. So he's playable on a 10-game slate, though. You know, in a slow pace, muck it up game for Sacramento. I don't love this play, but he'll be super low owned. But just remember him for the smaller slates because he's become viable lately. Darren Collison, 5.7K, same game. So they're playing at Dallas. Man, he goes so many possessions where he does nothing on the court. He's let me down all year. I mean, he hasn't hit 30 FanDuel points in his last 7 games. It's just, and he's got to get 30 to hit value. So, I mean, I can't play a ton of him. Disappointing. He's been, I don't know. I thought he was a better player than what he's shown me this year. Ish Smith, 5.5K. If Reggie Jackson sits, I watched the Detroit beat the Bulls on Tuesday, and Ish Smith played really well when he was in there. Played 30 minutes, even though Reggie Jackson, came back, and he put up 28 FanDuel points. So if Reggie's out, Ish is an intriguing tournament option. You can even roll him out in cash games, quite honestly. Not the best matchup against Charlotte, but I think he's fine for tournaments, and he'll be low owned and relatively safe if Reggie Jackson's out. Emmanuel Mudiay. Normally, I wouldn't even mention this buster, but they are playing Brooklyn, so I'm going to mention him. There, I mentioned him. Tyler Johnson, 5.2K. He's locked in at 30 plus minutes right now for Miami, so I don't mind it. He can get you 6K. Six times value. He can get you 30 FanDuel points. Played 36 minutes against the Knicks on Tuesday. He's going to play 30 plus minutes on Wednesday, so he'll be low. He's super low owned. I wouldn't play him for I wouldn't play him for cash games, just because I think you can do a little bit better. But for tournaments, you want to throw him in as a dart. He actually has the upside to give you like 35 FanDuel points, quite honestly. And even a 40 burger on a back-to-back, you never know. And Atlanta, they also struggle to defend the shooting guard position. They give up the 7 most FanDuel points. So they can't defend point guard or shooting guard. Jordan Clarkson is 5.1K. I do want some Lakers action. I got to figure out which ones I want to play. I like this Lakers-Houston game. If it can stay close. Jordan Clarkson's been, he has just crushed me. He's cost me a lot of money last few times I played him. Against Utah, I played 38 minutes and had 20 FanDuel points. That sucked. Before that, 14, 20, 26, and 16. So it's been rough. Even though Russell's out, he's locked into like 30 plus minutes right now. The production hasn't been there. He's also going to get some Patrick Beverley defense. So he'll probably be one Laker that I'll look to avoid. Although I might use him in one or two tournaments. Elfrid Payton, I mean, this guy came out of nowhere and had 50 FanDuel points on Tuesday. It just that's why DFS can be so fluky and crazy. I think he was 1% owned in most of the major tournaments on FanDuel. I'm not going to touch him against Boston and those guards. If you want to chase those points, go ahead. I am not going to. Marcus Smart, he was my sneaky ninja from a couple nights ago. He's only 4.7K and he's still getting like 30 minutes. And he got 27. Actually, he had 27 against Houston and put up 24 FanDuel points. That's basically hitting value. So I mean, on a large slate like this, 10 games, you don't have to do it, but it's a sneaky play. He'll be low owned, and I love that price on him. I think it's I think the ceiling is about 30 FanDuel points, quite honestly, though. So not elite play, but still a good play. Let's see. Do I want it to go any lower than that? Jamal Murray will go off every once in a while. They're playing Brooklyn, so I'll just mention him. You want to play him in a tournament. I don't think you have to go DJ Augustine on a 10-game slate. Yeah, that's all I'll mention for point guard. Shooting guard, James Harden. So, it feels like I haven't played Harden in months. But I think it's been a bit about maybe 2 or 3 games that haven't touched him. Versus the Lakers now, though, that's a delicious matchup that we want to take advantage of. Whereas the Lakers give up the third most points to opposing shooting guards. So this game appears to be on paper a game where Harden should go nuts. He's expensive. I mean, you look at his game logs. It's frustrating. So in his last 10 games or so, I mean, he basically needs to give us 60 FanDuel points to hit value at this point. So he's only done it about one time in his last 10 games. That's disappointing because he's had some juicy matchups. He had a matchup against Denver where he basically crapped the bed and he only gave us 37 FanDuel points. Denver is one of the teams you want to attack. Also had a game in there against Sacramento, another team you want to attack where he only put up 44. So he's still playing really well in real life, but the FanDuel production, I thought the price would have went to come down a little bit. I'm surprised it hasn't. So 11.7K, maybe it's going to scare other people off, but he still has the upside to give you 70, 80 FanDuel points. I do love the matchup. He's safe for cash, and he's safe for tournaments on Wednesday. Giannis, 10.2K. I don't know why Giannis is listed as a shooting guard on FanDuel. I mean, I don't know if that's just going to – what makes him a shooting guard on FanDuel? I don't know, but that's fine. He's been great the whole year. I'm not sure who on Portland is going to try to defend him. Now that Aminu is back, I guess Aminu will try to guard him, who's a decent defender. But I love Giannis. And if you don't want to spend up for 11.7K for Harden and you want to roll Giannis in cash, fine. And he's always in an elite tournament play too. So I don't mind Giannis on Wednesday either. Quite honestly, if you wanted to go Giannis in cash over Harden, you know, I could see just to save that money. I think it's okay to do. CJ McCollum, 7.4K. I don't know. I can't get too excited about a one-trick pony on a 10-game slate. Like, he's fine. You know, again, is he going to give me – let's see. I need him to give me at least, 40 FanDuel points to feel good about it. He's done that twice in the last 10 games. So I don't love this play, you know, in a slow-paced game. Or actually, no, the Milwaukee plays at a relative okay pace. So I just don't love the play on Wednesday. Nick Batum, his price has come up to 7K. That's disappointing. He's going to get some KCP defense. He's been pretty good. He's been over 40 the last two games, so that's probably why his price has come up. I don't think I want to spend 7K against KCP defense and Detroit, so I'm not going to use a ton of Batum on Tuesday or Wednesday. Klay Thompson, 6.8K. A lot of people, his ownership is probably going to go up, and everyone's going to be chasing that 60 actual points. I mean, this is how much of a one-trick pony he is. So he puts up a 60 actual points, and he only has 64 FanDuel points that night because he only had two rebounds and one assist and nothing else. So, you know, you need him. Now his price has come up. So he's 6.8K. He's got to get us 35. You know, really on a slate like this, he's got to get me 40 FanDuel points to feel good about it. He's only done that. He's done that his last two games. But before that, the last, you know, wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Still counting. Wow. All right. So Klay Thompson has hit 40 the last two games. And then, if my math was correct, the 19 games before that, every other game this year, he did not hit 40 FanDuel points. Now, he's still been relatively consistent. He's been right in that 30 to 35 FanDuel point range a lot of nights. So he's been pretty good. But is he gonna do enough? I'm not sure. But great matchup. Obviously, you want to stack this, at least have one or two lineups that stack the Golden State Clippers game. You certainly can attack the Clippers. The Clippers are great at defense in almost every position. I'm trying to pull up their defensive versus position right now. Where are they? I can't find it. Anyway, you can attack J.J. Redick. So I think Klay Thompson has a pretty good matchup here. And I'm going to be using him. I just got to figure out how much I want to use. He's always the one guy for the Golden State that I seem to leave out. And I think it's been the right play so far this year, because he is so scoring dependent. But if his shot's on, look, we saw what he's capable of last game. But is he going to give us 60 FanDuel points again? No. But he's a good play. The question is he better than Durant? Is he better than Curry? Is he better than even Draymond Green? he still might be the fourth best Golden State guy to play on Wednesday, if you just take a step back and think about it. Avery Bradley, 6.6K. No thanks. That price, come on, FanDuel. Let's lower that price. Let's get that down to 6K where it should be. Lou Williams. While Lou Williams is 6.1K now. Oh God. Yeah, I mean, he's coming off two monster games, 55 and 46 FanDuel points. I was digging deeper at his stats before the show. His usage rate is through the, I mean, out of all the bench guys, it's the highest. Not surprisingly, it's the highest out of everyone on Wednesday. It's a 31% true usage rate. Brandon Knight was actually pretty high, 27%, I thought was interesting. But so he's been getting over 30 minutes a game because Russell's out, and he's been on fire, and he's been terrific. Now, is he going to keep giving us 50 FanDuel point nights? I don't know. He's also super scoring dependent, so he's very similar to Klay Thompson, except not nearly as safe because the minutes aren't as safe, and he's a riskier. I think he's a riskier shooter than Klay is as well. So you want, you know, I do like the matchup versus Houston. So if you want to, and he's getting some James Harden defense, so this is another good game that you can stack and use a little bit of Lou Williams. That's a hefty price tag to use, though. You're gonna need him to get hot. I can see him easily leading you to a long night of whiskey or whatever your drink of choice is. So I'm not gonna use a ton of him. I will have a little bit of exposure in tournaments just to cover my bases in case he puts up another 50. But it's, you know, I don't love the play. God, he's been so good the last two games, though. Man, Will Barton, 6K. So if I had to choose between Lou Williams and Will Barton for Wednesday, I would probably go Will Barton. I think he's a little bit safer of a play. He's locked into – I think his minutes are a little bit more steady. And he's been great the last three games, over 40 fan – or 40 last game and then 34 and 33. Mike Malone, the coach of Denver, loves this guy. He never shuts up raving about him. So I like the minutes. I love a coach raving about a guy. And most importantly, I love anyone playing Brooklyn. That there's going to be no defense in this game. It's going to be 122 to 118. It's going to be just up and down, up and down. Will Barton, I mean, he should get off a ton of shots, and he should give you 35 to 45 FanDuel points. Last year he burned all of us. You know, and if you played him in DFS last year, you remember he burned us a lot of nights in cash games. So I'm still a little bit weary of pulling the trigger in cash games, but for tournaments, I'm going to load up on him. On Wednesday, Devin Booker, yeah, whatever. I mean, if you want to use him, you can. But my torrid hot sex love affair with Devin Booker early in the season is has been over for a while. Sean Kilpatrick, yeah, I like this play, 5.7K. I'm gonna definitely have some stacks of the Denver Brooklyn game. Kilpatrick's been nice and steady, 34, 25, 23, 53, 34. So, I mean, he's until Jeremy Lin's back. He's getting all the shots he can handle right now. Just mentioned, I love the pace of that game, so I love me some Sean Kilpatrick. But for both of you, I mean, I guess you can use him in cash. I don't know if I would in cash, but he's another guy like Will Barton. I probably only want to use those guys in tournaments, but it's okay for cash. KCP, 5.7K. Since Reggie Jackson's back, man, KCP's usage rate's already going down. The last two games since Reggie's been back, only 20 and 25 FanDuel points. So I don't love the KCP play on Wednesday in a slowdown game against Charlotte. I won't have a ton of exposure there. Evan Fournier, I like to avoid Avery Bradley in that Boston defense. He's 5.6K, maybe in a tournament or two, but yeah, it's hard to love that play on Wednesday. Eric Gordon is 5.2K. I always play a couple lineups of him in tournaments just because I know he can give me a 40 burger. Like he did that against Portland for me. I think it was last week. He's been steady otherwise. I mean, he's still getting like he basically gets like 30 minutes a night, and 24, 27, 31, and 26, and then 39 FanDuel points the last five games. He's always overlooked. No one plays him except me. And he typically ends up usually doing pretty well for me. A 10-game slate, you don't have to do it, but I think it's fine, especially if you want to load up on and attack the Lakers guards, because again, you can attack the Lakers at every position. They give up the third most FanDuel points to opposing shooting guards. So Eric Gordon, no one's going to be on him. If you want a relatively cheap guy to play and feel pretty confident about it, I mean, he's cheap, relatively safe, and he has monster upside. So to me, that's a sign that you need a little bit of exposure. Wesley Matthews, 5.1K. If there's one guy from Dallas I'll play, it's going to be him. He just gets the ball. He chucks up so many shots. It's hard watching Dallas play because he plays so hard. It's just he doesn't have the same athleticism he had because of the Achilles injury. He's locked into tons of minutes. He's safe, though, for cash games, honestly. And if you want to roam out for tournaments, you can. I won't use him too much in tournaments. Monte Ellis is 4.7K. I just want to put that out there. That's all I have to say about him. Other than that, J.J. Redick is 4.4K. I'll use a little bit of him. I need to figure out if I really want to go that route in cash games. He's normally a nice cash game play. I think he will be again, actually, on Wednesday. I think he gets 25 FanDuel points pretty safely playing some you know, 32 minutes. He's been a little up and down this year. I know a lot of other people have not liked him. But, yeah, I just love that Golden State Clippers game so much. So, on a 10-game slate, you probably, yeah, I guess for cash, I guess you can do safe for looking at his game logs. But I still don't forget about JJ. Wayne Ellington, you don't have to do it on a 10-game slate. Brandon Knight is 4.2K. I like this Indiana Phoenix game. I'll have a little bit of him in tournaments only, not cash. I mean, against Utah, he put up 30 FanDuel points on Tuesday. I think he was part of the unit that led them back. I love the usage rate when he gets time. And I actually don't mind that he's not starting. I actually prefer him not starting because when he starts, I mean, Bledsoe takes all the shots. It's Bledsoe, Booker. They just gun the ball. So Brandon Knight's a sneaky play. Also, I'll mention Jeremy Lamb at 4K. He's getting some extra minutes, and he'll be under-owned. You really need to save. Not a bad tournament guy. Small forward. Man, lots of guys today. 10 games. Kevin Durant. 10.2K. So Monday? I thought LeBron was the better cash game play over Durant. On Wednesday, it's going to be Durant. Lock and load in my cash games, 10.2K. Even the Clippers, but Mbah Mute has actually been defending really well for the Clippers at small forward. They give up – where was it? Where was that? God, I have too many tabs open. It's so annoying. So the Clippers give up the fourth fewest FanDuel points to opposing small forwards, and I don't care one bit because I think Durant's matchup proof. I love the over-under. I love the pace. I love the actual Durant could actually get some minutes, even though he does get – well, he's had some games where actually – the weird thing about the Golden State when you dig deeper, all those guys actually been getting 35-plus minutes on a lot of nights, which you wouldn't think because they blow everyone out. So I don't know how that happens, but it does. But I love Durant on Wednesday. Cash tournaments all over the place. LeBron, he'll probably go a little overlooked because everyone's going to want to play Durant. He's coming off a really nice monster game against Toronto where he put up 57 FanDuel points. His price is still, I think, very fair for him, 9.6K. It's up $400. But against the Knicks, I mean, Carmelo's going to be defending him. That's just a juicy matchup. The Knicks are on a back-to-back. I mean, LeBron at Madison Square Garden, he loves playing in New York. I'm going to definitely have some LeBron in tournaments. And he's honestly, he's safe for cash too. If you want to go LeBron over Durant in cash, I don't know if I'm going to do that. But LeBron at Madison Square Garden, that's tough to pass up too. I really do like LeBron. And I do like the tournament play. And because again, for the Golden State guys, maybe Durant has an off night. I mean, you never know. And LeBron, if LeBron outscores Durant and he's, let's say he's 18% owned, you have a leg up on 82% of the competition. Paul George, he's a sneaky ninja play. I mean, all year long, he's basically sucked. His usage rate is down to like 26, 27% on the year. I don't understand what that's about. Why isn't Coach McMillan getting him the ball more? I don't know, but I love the matchup versus Phoenix. I love the pace of this game. He's in his two games back from injury, 38 and 36 FanDuel points. So he's looked good. You know, I think he's got a floor of like 30, 35 FanDuel points on Wednesday and a ceiling, of 50 or so. So he's a sneaky guy. I think he'll probably be overlooked because everyone's going to be on Durant or LeBron. So I like me some Paul George in tournaments. I wouldn't do it in cash just because he's been too volatile this year. Carmelo, man, Melo, he's always underowned all year because he's just not the same player he used to be. And his ceiling isn't the same. But he occasionally has really nice nights. He did on Tuesday against Miami. He had 44 FanDuel points, 35 actual points. Part of the reason for that was Porzingis got in some stupid foul trouble, and then Carmelo just took all the shots. And it's annoying because Porzingis can be on the – and then when Porzingis comes back in the game and never touches the ball because Carmelo's hot and then shoots every time. And then Derrick Rose went out too, so then Carmelo took even more shots. So when that happens, then Carmelo can have really good nights. On a back-to-back, though, I'm not a big fan of playing Melo, especially on a 10-game slate, especially with LeBron James' defense. Even though that is his boy, he's probably going to be pumped up for this game. So if you want to play a little bit of him, you can. I just think there's probably better options. Rudy Gay, 7.2K. I've actually played a decent amount of him. Just that Dallas game, I don't want a part of. Harrison Barnes, 6.4K. He's been good. He's been safe, quite honestly, this year. And if you want to use him, you can. I just really don't want a part of this game. I don't. So he's got all the minutes, all the shots he wants for that team. So if you want to play him, it's totally fine. I might have a little bit of him and a little bit of Wes Matthews. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just hard to get excited about that. I think part of that is also because if you watch Dallas play as much as I have, it just sucks. It just sucks the life out of you. They're so bad. Wilson Chandler, 6.2K, and then you have Gallinari at 6K. They're both – so both the Denver guys are playing at Brooklyn. Gallo is the guy that I would target for cash. If you want to throw Chandler in some tournaments, you definitely can do it. He's coming off a stinker at Philly. I know a lot of you guys were upset. He put up 17 FanDuel points. I think his price is quite honestly a little too expensive for my taste. Gallo is the guy that went off against Philly, and he had 38 FanDuel points – or 37 – this actually was a night where I played a lot of Gallo and I was actually right. Sad thing was the rest of my picks. Whenever in any lineup I had Gallo, I had bad picks. I can't remember who else killed me that night, but his lineups didn't make me a ton of money. But he's starting to play better, and he does have 50 FanDuel point upside when he plays well. So against Brooklyn, man, I'm going to play a ton of Gallo and a decent amount of Chandler. I just got to figure out in what formats I want to do it. I'm not sure if I want to use these guys Chandler, I'm not using in cash. Gallo, I might use in cash. I'm not sure if I want to do that yet or not. Probably not. But tournaments, hell yeah. Trevor Ariza. Only thing I want to say about Trevor Ariza, look, every 10 games, he's going to have a 40 FanDuel or a 30, 35 FanDuel point night because he gets 6, 7, 8 wide open threes every game. And if he makes them, he's going to have a good night. But most of the time, he's asleep in the corner and he's going to not do anything for your team. I wanted to point out his usage rate because when I saw it, I fell out of my chair. It is 15%. That's just so god awful. I mean, ugh. So if I stack this game, I'll use him in one or two tournaments. Jay Crowder. Crowder he's let me down, man. He's my cash game small forward option. Almost at, right now, he's only 5.2K, so I always play him. I lock and load him in my cash games. The last three games have been 22, 21, 24. I mean, the sad thing is that's basically almost giving you value. That's because he's so cheap. I just expect more. He's been, the minutes are there, 36, 33, 37. So I love that. And so, I mean, on a 10-game slate, honestly, I might use him again in cash. Like, I think I have a problem here. I have an obsession with Jay Crowder. I like his game. So he plays so hard. He's not scoring dependent. I just find it so – I can't – against a crappy – even though it's a slow-paced game, a crappy Orlando team, I find it hard to believe he can't give me 25, 30 FanDuel points. Against Jeff Green, Aaron Gordon defense, I like to play again. Maybe it's just me, but I'm going to play him. Maybe someone will talk me out of playing him in cash. But that price is too low for him. I like to play, man. I really do. Marcus Morris at 5K, he's okay against Charlotte on back-to-back. Evan Turner, 4.6K. You want to throw him in a tournament? You can. I probably wouldn't touch him in cash. Bogdanovich, you want to mention him? Fine. I mentioned him. he can give you 30 fandom points if he's making his threes. And I do like that Denver-Brooklyn game. Our boy Hollis Jefferson, do I mention him? He's starting to slowly get minutes, 23 and 24 last two games, 18 and 27. If you hear that Hollis Jefferson's starting, that makes him a tricky, sneaky ninja tournament play for me. He put up, I think he put up a 50 fando point night 1 year. And one of my boy Fluck on Twitter, if you follow, Fluck always changes his Twitter name. So I don't even know. It was used to be Fluckin' Birds. I don't know. And he's got a James Franco logo or avatar. So I don't know. I always forget what his Twitter name is now. Anyway, I know he put about 50 fandom point night one night one of my boy thousands earlier. So our RHHJ is an interesting sneaky ninja tournament play. Brandon Ingram, look, he's killed us. I know I played a lot of him on Monday. He killed me. He's been not great. I think he got in early foul trouble against Utah on Monday. But if he's going to start again, I'm going to go back to the well for tournaments only. Tournaments only, guys. And use him in a couple lineups because he's going to give you 40 fandom points one night. He's getting too many minutes not to. It's obviously not a safe play right now. All right, power forward, Blake Griffin. He's been underowned all year. No one's played him. I think he was 5%. I think I Am Legend was the only guy to play him in Chambers on a couple nights ago when he won Chambers. So he was, I think it was 5% owned in Chambers. And that's because no one's been playing him. Because the Clippers have been a tough team to figure out this year. The price is fair, 9.4K. He does have Draymond Green defense, or he's going to have some Durant defense when Golden State plays small. But I like it. I like the matchup. I don't know if I'm going to go there in cash yet because I like other stars better, I think, on Wednesday. But tournaments, yeah, I'll have a decent amount of him because I want to stack this game. And he's too big for Draymond Green. I know Draymond Green's going to kick him in the balls and kick him in the head with his stupid leg kick. I hope Blake punches him at the end of the game. After he gives me 60 fando points, hope he punches Draymond. Kevin Love, 7.9K. He had a nice bounce back game on Monday. I played a lot of him and he put up 43 fando points. He's been a little up and down in the last four games, but otherwise he's always super consistent. I still think he's a fine cash game. The Knicks, you know, I guess Porzingis will be defending him a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Cleveland will use Kevin Love in the post, but Kevin Love's his body is too big for Porzingis, not length-wise, but Kevin Love should be able to abuse Porzingis down low. I like Kevin Love on Wednesday a lot. Draymond Green, 7.9K. We're all waiting for him to have a game where he, you know, kind of goes off. It has not really happened. I mean, he had 150 fando point net against Houston this year, but that's it. Oh, the first game of the year he did against San Antonio. Other than that, you know, he's been pretty good. He's been in the 30s and you know, low 40s almost every game. So against the Clippers, he's going to get a lot of minutes. It stays close. This seems like a good game for him. There's a day to play him in cash, it probably would be Wednesday. He's fine to play in tournaments. Yeah, he's a good play on tournaments as well. Speaking of check the news on Paul Millsap, see if he's going to play. He came back for Atlanta last game, put up 40 fando points. He's not a cash game player. He's been too inconsistent this year. Not the best matchup in the world, Miami in the slow-paced game. But Miami's so banged up, they have no one to defend him. So if he plays, I actually will use a little Millsap in tournaments. He can give you a 50 burger. Porzingis, 7.6K. Dude, his floor these days is like 30 fando points. When he has a bad night, it's right around 30 fando points. He had a horrific night against Miami. He just some of it wasn't his fault. Some was because he got in foul trouble. Other though, I mean, he just didn't get the ball. I think his usage rate is like 22% or something. It's something that's way too freaking low because Derrick Rose and Carmelo hog the ball and don't get it to him enough. So, you know, I played him on cash on Tuesday. I'm not going to play him on cash, I don't think, on Wednesday. But I will use a lot of him on tournaments. I also like him even more on back-to-backs because Melo, you know, obviously is old. Derrick Rose is broken. Joakim Noah is dead. So they need him on back-to-backs. Jabari Parker at 6.6K. Portland really struggles to defend power forwards and centers. Look at them real quick. Yeah, I mean, they're dead last against power. They give up the most points to power forwards and like the eighth most to centers. So Parker's coming off two nice games, 39 and 32 FanDuel points. And he had 39 against San Antonio. He's tough to play in cash because he's had some real stinkers this year. But this is a real juicy matchup. On a 10-game slate, he's probably going to be overlooked. No one likes to play Jabari Parker because it's in Milwaukee. No, I mean, a lot of people don't watch Milwaukee games. I guess maybe you do about Giannis. But I like it, man. I will find a way to have Parker in lineups. I don't think I can do it in cash. But for tournaments, he should be able to destroy that Portland, the Portland big guys. So I like to play in tournaments. Ibaka, 6.5K. I mean, he's been good. What do you do on Tuesday? Only 25 FanDuel points. I don't love the Ibaka play. You can do it if you want. Julius Randle, 6.1K. Yep, I'm gonna use some Julius Randle. Tournaments only. He's not a cash game player, but I like to stack this Lakers Houston game. And you know, at Utah, he put up 30 FanDuel points. He does have the upside. So a tournament only play. I like the pace of this game. It's a little risky, but I like it. Trevor Booker, I like him better than Randle. Booker's a fantastic play against Denver. I know a lot of people haven't, it's hard to trust Booker because on the surface doesn't seem like he's that great of a player. Doesn't do one thing particularly well, but he fills up the stat sheet. 34, 23, 42, 26, 32, 42. So he's been consistently giving you really nice production. He's capable, giving you 40 FanDuel points, which is, seven, eight times value. So Trevor Booker in a really nice matchup, that Denver-Brooklyn game, that's a game to target. While everyone else goes to Golden State, Clippers, we'll go to Denver-Brooklyn and make money. Tobias Harris, 5.6K. Yeah, it's still too cheap for him. I just don't like this pace of this game on a back-to-back. He was really good on Tuesday. I think he got close to 40 FanDuel points. So he's fine. He's a really safe cash game play. Kenneth Faried, wow. You can play him in tournaments. Don't do it in cash. Just look. Wow. I think I had him in one lineup. 13 minutes, 5 FanDuel points. That's Mike Malone. It's just you never know what you're going to get with any of the Denver bigs. Thaddeus Young at 5.1K. I'm going to use one lineup of him in tournaments. I know he's been god-awful, but he's so cheap. And I love the pace of that game. Tournaments only for him, though. Ryan Anderson, another tournament-only guy you can use. John Lewis, whatever. Cash gameplay, maybe. Frank Kaminsky, I'm speechless with him. I went back to the well last game, and he burned me again with 9 FanDuel points. So I think, on a 10-game slate, I might do one lineup of him just to make myself feel better in case he goes nuts. But, man, in real life, I hate him so much right now. Aminu's back. He's 4.4K. So see if he's starting. I don't think he started the first game back. He only got 17 minutes. If he gets a full allotment of minutes against Milwaukee, he's a sneaky play. Other than that, I'm not going to go and dig in any deeper than that. Center. All right, let me take a sip of water. DeMarcus Cousins, 11.1K. He's been so good for me. He's been terrific lately. The problem here is the game. The Dallas game is the worst over-under of the night. And I think Bogut's out, which actually maybe will put Cousins back in play for me in tournaments. Bogut's a Dallas defense center position actually pretty well. Part of that is pace. Another reason is because Bogut's a pretty good defender. But since Bogut's out, I'm going to find a way to get Cousins a little bit in tournaments. But I can't pay up for that in cash. In a game that's that disgusting. So, man, he's been 62, 51, 67, 62, 50, 53. So, I mean, the last six games, he's been over 50. So he's been great. I just think there's enough value guys at center and or other guys who are a little bit cheaper who are probably easier to fit in your lineups. But he's always, you can never go wrong playing Cousins. Whiteside's 8.9K. Atlanta defends the center position, I think I mentioned earlier in the show, shockingly well. They are giving up the second fewest points to centers. I mean, Dwight Howard, at least he's doing something, it appears, in Atlanta. So, I mean, I don't love this matchup on a back-to-back for Whiteside. It's okay. He's a tournament-only play for me, though, on Wednesday. Drummond, 7.8K. I play him every night, and every night he struggles. Something goes wrong. It's either minutes, fouls. He's just not that good. Stan Van gets mad at him. So he's okay. The price is very fair, and he's probably going to give you 35 FanDuel points. And is that probably enough to help you win a GPP? Probably not. But he's relatively safe. But I prefer the next guy probably a little bit more, and that's Al Horford. I think Al Horford just gets more minutes, and he's more consistent, and he doesn't have a droopy face. So, and he's super handsome. Al Horford, 7.7K. I mean, he's shown us 50 FanDuel point upside, you know, a couple times this year. 44 FanDuel points last time against Houston. He's going to get some Vucevic defense for Orlando. I think Al Horford's a fine play for cash and tournaments, quite honestly. Brooke Lopez, I mean, the problem with this, you know, he only gets 30 minutes, so it's tough on a 10-game slate. He gave you 45 FanDuel points last game. I do like attacking anyone from Denver, so he's okay to do. It's just pricey and it's risky. So if I played 10 lineups, I'd have him maybe in one or two tournaments. Dwight Howard, I just on a 10-game slate, he's cheap, 7.2K. On a 10-game slate, though, I don't really want to do it. If you want to roll him out in a cash game lineup, don't do it. Looking at his game logs, it's nasty. Although, you know what? He's had two stinkers, and otherwise he's been relatively okay. He'll give you around 30 FanDuel points. He'll be okay. And the Bucks struggle against a big guy, so he's okay to do. I just think that you have better options. Vucevic, you can attack Boston bigs. They're playing versus Boston. The problem is I like other guys better, and his minutes, because he's not starting anymore, he doesn't get 30 minutes these days, or he struggles to. So I think his ceiling's at 35 FanDuel points, and that's okay. It's just not elite. DeAndre Jordan, 6.8K. He's dirt cheap. I love the Golden State Clippers game. The problem is I think Golden State goes small, and then I think Doc Rivers is going to go small. So I think DeAndre, this is not a great game for DeAndre Jordan. Now, I would love if Doc Rivers just decides, you know what, I'm going to stay big, and I'm going to pound Golden State on the glass. I think more teams should do that. Doc Rivers has shown no inclination to do that in the past, so there's no reason to believe he'll do it again on Wednesday. I wish he would. I think that's the way to beat Golden State, is to pound them inside. So, but I mean that means I'm not going to play it. He's probably the one Clipper, you know, that I won't have a ton of. I still might use him in one or two tournaments because I play everyone, and there's no such thing as a bad play, and I love this game. But I just see the game playing out. I see him on the bench because the Clippers are gonna go small. Miles Turner, 6.1K. He's been super inconsistent. Usage is down with Paul George. I love the matchup, so maybe in a tournament. Mason Plumlee, if you need a nice, safe guy and you don't want to think too much on Wednesday, you got a lot of stress, your wife's nagging you, you know, the dog's giving you issues, yeah, the work sucks, your boss is a moron. Just play Plumlee and then, you know, move on with your day. He's going to give you 25 to 30 FanDuel points. Clint Capella. So Plumlee would be my cash game guy. Capella, around the same price, would be my tournament guy. Capella's been a little up and down lately. I do like the upside with Capella. I'm going to use him in tournaments. Other than that, Tristan Thompson, I just don't go there, even though the numbers are – so he's a fine cash game play. I just never really use him. Greg Monroe is starting to get minutes, so he's a sneaky play, and Portland cannot defend bigs. So maybe some Greg Monroe, sneaky ninja. John Henson, another guy, sneaky ninja. If you want to save at center, he's an intriguing play on Wednesday. He's still starting for the Bucks, and he's still getting 30, around 30 minutes. I guess between, I get like 26, 27, 25, 21, 29. So he's always, though, been a fantasy point per minute monster. So if he gets 25 minutes, he'll get you 25 FanDuel points at least. And then I guess I'll mention Yusuf? What am I talking about? It's late, guys. It's 3 in the morning. Yusuf Nurkic from Denver. Nurkic kind of fell off the radar when they benched Jokic, and then Jokic did well really off the bench. Jokic is now hurt. So Nurkic is getting more minutes, and Fareed's minutes have been down. Lots of tough names to say. That was a hard, you know, couple minutes for me. But the point being is this: Denver bigs, nobody knows. Nobody knows who's going to get the minutes. If Nurkic gets minutes, he will go off. He's another fantasy point per minute monster. I love attacking Brooklyn. I want to just attack Brooklyn all day long, every day of the week. So, but you can't do Nurkic in cash. It's not safe enough. But so if you play lots of lineups, he's a nice guy to throw in a tournament because he could go off. All right, that's it. We got through all of the plays. 10 games, a delicious slate. We don't have to deal with the Ellingtons of the world and the Troy Daniels and the Magruders, MacGyvers, you know, all those busters on Wednesday. You still can play a couple of those guys if you want, but there's tons of legit NBA talent available at reasonable prices. Lots of good games to watch as well. So have fun with it. Hope you make some money. If you have any questions, want to get in chambers, shoot me a tweet at Daniel A. Green 1. If you, what else? Oh, other than that, make sure. Oh, yeah, I'm serious about this. Download the app, draft, and challenge me tomorrow. I expect all you guys to do that. Really, though, it would mean a lot to me. And other than that, I'm tired, man. I need to go to bed. So I'll see you guys for tomorrow's show. Court is now adjourned.